Let's turn now to waves, or the undulating movement on the surface of the water caused by wind. The figure below gives some terminology used to describe waves. The top of a wave is known as the wave crest, and the bottom of the wave is the wave trough. How far apart the crests are is known as the wavelength, and how tall a wave is its height. Waves only affect the upper surface of the water, with detectable movement of the water down to about one-half the wavelength. So if you're a scuba diver, once you get down below the waves, you no longer feel the rocking motion of them. As a wave approaches the shore, it eventually gets to where the depth is less than half the wavelength. When this happens, friction of the water along the bottom will slow the wave, and they will begin to bunch up on each other. The wavelength shortens. When the depth gets to about 1.3 times the wave's height, this is depicted at the left of the graphic, the friction at the bottom of the wave slows the water down so much while the top of the wave is still going fast, causing the wave to topple over itself or break. Kind of like if you were to run at top speed from pavement into a mud pit, you'd topple over forward as your feet slow down faster than your head. Breaking waves create surf, so you can guess the depth of the water by looking at how tall the waves are where they're breaking. 10-foot-tall waves will break in about 13 feet of water.